You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
If you're considering traveling for the upcoming holidays, according to a travel app called Hopper, today is the day you should buy those tickets.
Oh, like airline tickets and stuff?
Okay. Yes.
It's always such a, like, it just feels so random to me when prices go up and down. I never have any clue, so this is helpful.
Well, yeah, especially with Hopper, because they're using this algorithm that looks at travel trends and prices from years past.
Okay.
So today is your best bet to get the cheapest tickets. But, of course, this whole week, you should be doing pretty good. Now, according to Hopper, if you're not ready yet to buy those tickets, they claim that ticket prices shouldn't skyrocket until late October.
Okay.
So, but they will gradually keep getting more and more expensive.
Yeah, my wife constantly, when we're traveling, is looking for airline deals. And you know, there's all these things. Well, buy on Tuesdays and then buy on the 2 weeks out. And it seemed like all those rules just went away.
Right.
And so this is helpful. So today,
I need to let her know today is the day.
Yeah, you do, actually. No, don't, because then she'll buy tickets.
So you'll be gone and she'll spend your money? Yes, I'm there.
She'll go somewhere without me. You know, it was too expensive for all of us to go, so I just got me a ticket.
Who can blame her?
Yeah, all right, well, there you go. That's a little helpful tip for you if you are planning on booking any travel here today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend. The prodigal daughter has returned, Betty Rock, and so she had a week off, so she should definitely have a Booyah Your Weekend.
I do.
Okay.
So, me and Nick Knack, we decided we were going to the Washington State, because that's where she's from, so we caught a flight there.
I love when people call it the Washington State. That's how you know you haven't been there much.
Oh, and let me tell you, too, I cannot pronounce any towns there. We passed a sign call that was for, I thought it was pronounced Spokane, and everybody started laughing. Yeah, Spokane. I was like, oh, Spokane, I've heard of that. They're like, well, we haven't. Spokane.
Why'd they put an E on the end? That's their fault.
That's right. You see it. So we went to Mount Rainier.
Right.
And I climbed it.
Nice.
But I definitely experienced altitude sickness.
Oh. Okay.
So you know you have altitude sickness when you start getting a headache, you get queasy, you're going to like barf, and you get a stomach ache.
Yeah, that happens to me when I look in the mirror, too. It's altitude sickness. That's what it is. That's what it is.
But okay. They weren't, like, I went with Nick Knack and her sister, and they were fine.
Yeah.
But me, I had to take breaks every 5 minutes.
You're a C-level kid, you know?
I am?
Yeah, you should be a C-level kid. Yeah.
Wait, C is in the letter?
No, C as in S-E-A.
Oh, okay. Okay, man, just making sure.
I have missed you. So do you know how tall the mountain was that you climbed?
I looked it up.
Okay.
And I felt like Moses going up the hill. What did I do with my phone? I don't know where my phone
is. Okay, but it was thousands of feet.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. I'm on the fence. I'm going to boo you, okay?
What is there to boo?
I'm going to boo you for not doing the research ahead of time. Like, I'm yay that you climbed a mountain. That's impressive. But boo that you went from no form of exercise whatsoever to mountain climbing. Like,
I know.
That's a problem. Like, that can end your life, okay?
I thought I almost had.
Yeah. See, I'm booing for you because I want you to not do that in the future.
See. Thank you.
Because I need you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I like how you turned that around.
Thank you, Gavin.
It's a boo for me because...
What?
Just for you. Like, for the sake of how hard it is. It is. It's about 14,000 feet. I mean, personally, I walked up like 20 stairs yesterday, which is, like 20 feet. And I
winded.
Was done. So I'm sorry for you having to do that.
And it was so bad, too, embarrassing, I'm sure, for Nick Knack and her sister, because I'm laying. I'm not sitting. I'm laying down. And people are passing goes by and be like, is she okay? And they're like, yeah, she's fine.
She's fine. The good thing you're little, though, because at least carrying you down isn't the end of the world. If Gavin and I were up there, like, we would die on the mountain.
Yeah.
Like, that would be
You can leave us.
All right, so there you go. Two boos, no prize for Betty Rock. But again, we booed for her.
Uh-huh.
And that happens. We can boo for you, or we can give you yays and you can win a prize. So all you have to do is tell us your story of what happened over the weekend. It's Booyah Your Weekend, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
I went to the Navy Air Force game in Annapolis, Maryland.
Nice. Ooh. Now, do you have any military connection?
Yes. My son is a second class at the Naval Academy.
Very cool. Now, isn't this the game where, like, one of the sides stands the whole time?
Yes, they do. During the game, they can sit down.
My luck is I'd finally go to the game, and I would get seats, I'd buy tickets, and I'd be behind the people that had to stand. Like, come on, really? Like, I can't see anything. Now I got to stand the entire game as well.
No. Well, actually, they're in their own section. There are no fans behind them.
Very smart. They've thought it through. Well, you know what? In honor of your son supporting this country and his service, I'm definitely giving you a yay for that one.
Yay! I knew you would.
And I'm giving you a yay, too. I know that when I played my only season of softball and I saw my mom out in the stands cheering me on, never knowing when to cheer, but she cheered nonetheless. Yeah. It made my day, so I'm sure it made your son's day, too.
It did. The game was such a bust, though. I mean, we got whooped.
Oh.
But it was still fun.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for being on with us today. You're a winner here on Booyah Your Weekend.
Thank you. Go Navy.
What do you got?
So this weekend, my dad earlier had been on a ventilator for 3 weeks because of COVID pneumonia. They told him he had 1% chance of coming off and living and being fine. A week later, he got to go home, and he was perfectly fine.
That's amazing. Holy cow.
This Sunday, he went to church, and he was able to stand up and put his arm up for worship for the first time.
That is awesome. Because, yeah, once you're on the ventilator, the odds of it going well is very low. And so the fact that he came off of that fast and is back at church already, that is huge for your family.
Yes, he had lots of tears.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm going to boo it, obviously.
Wait, what?
Well, because, you know.
Yeah, because what?
Because it's great he was out of the hospital and the first place he went to was church, but he was still in his hospital gown. No.
No.
Oh, my word.
I'm kidding. I'm yaying it full on. Betty Rock.
Yes, of course, yay. Because, sadly, I know people's stories haven't ended in such a positive way. It's been negative instead. So I'm so glad for you because I know how important it is to have your dad around. So, yay!
Gavin, I'm sure.
Oh, yay, of course.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, man, congratulations. That's amazing for you and your family. You're winning a prize here today, which is, I know, ancillary, but we appreciate you sharing your story with us, and we're so happy for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and little known fact, Monday School actually started to make sure that Betty Rock got a little church in her life, and so I would break down the sermons and be like, hey, here's what you missed if you didn't go to church.
Actually, it's funny that you say that, because I didn't go.
I know, that's right, because you're on vacation. It is crazy how we do that, like vacation, we just almost vacation from church,
and
I do the same thing, and it's like, I think about it, I'm like, why do I do that? Especially now, it's like you can watch online and stuff. But anyway, Rock, what you missed was
okay,
we go to the same church, and so does Gavin. We talked about worship, and I know we're tempted to think of worship as being the three songs we sing before the sermon, but worship is so much more than that. He kind of defined worship as our response to God for who he is and what he's done in our lives. And the point being that we'll worship things all the time. It can be money, sports, status, even a relationship. It's all these things that we put before God in our lives. And he said, you know, if you want to find out what you worship, what has your heart and your attention, find out what you spend most of your time thinking about.
Ooh.
And that is what you truly love.
Ooh.
Yeah, Betty worships sleep.
And food.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's a little test, but it will help you determine the value, which I think is good. And this must be important to God, though, when you think about it, because the first commandment of the Ten Commandments starts with have no other gods but me. And that's because God knew how distracted we get and how quickly we'll give our time and attention to things other than him. And what was really interesting was there was a verse in the Bible where in John 4:23, where God says he's looking for people who worship him with their lives and their heart. He's seeking worshipers, which is interesting, the terminology of that. So basically living your daily life thankful and in praise of God is what he's looking for out of us.
And I like, too, that it's not when I think of worship, like you were saying, I think about songs, but we can worship all through our life just by being thankful. I love how you said that.
Well, here's the challenge, too.
How our pastor said that, not
right.
you.
I rephrased it. Here's the challenge that he gave us, though. I thought it was really good. Like, fill in this blank. This week, I will worship God by... And you fill in that blank. And
sleeping?
It could be different for everybody. By placing my fear in his hands. By giving of my time and money. By spending time in your word instead of on the computer. By loving people well, even Rick in accounting. Those are just some thought starters. But maybe that's a good exercise for you this week to kind of reprioritize worship in
your
life.
Way to go, Pastor Jeff.
There you go. I helped a little.
Pastor Jeff.
Pastor Jeff is great.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kids' soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So September 11th, the 20-year anniversary, was Saturday. And I think a lot of people took a moment to pause, you know. And I actually spent time praying for people that I know that were directly affected by this and still are to this day. But there was a story that came out that I wasn't aware of at the time. There was an Air Force Lieutenant, Heather Lucky Penny. That's her call sign.
I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty great. But she was actually tasked with trying to stop one of the hijacked airlines.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, okay. So, but this is where it gets really weird. Like, I had no idea. And so they called it, like, a suicide mission. I'm like, well, why? You're in an F-16. It would be a horrible decision to get the call that you have to shoot down the airplane. And I was thinking that's bad enough. So why would that be a suicide mission? Well, they were sent up without missiles. And so they were flying escort, they were doing survey, but when they realized that we were under attack, the plan, and I'm not making, the plan was she would then have to ram her jet into the airliner, causing it to crash and obviously taking her out as well. Fascinating that was our plan on this day. I know, really, because had you guys heard that before?
No, never. Mm.
Yeah, I hadn't either. And, you know, she says, we didn't have missiles. We were on a suicide mission, and I was going to have to ram the tail section of the plane. Like, they had thought it out to that part. She said, I had raised my hand and swore an oath to protect and defend our nation. Wow. If this was where the universe had placed me at this moment and this time, this was my purpose. And anyone who had been in our position would have been willing to do the same thing. Oof. And she goes on to say, we knew what needed to be done. And there were no tears. The prayers, to be honest, were, dear God, don't let me mess this up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah. Gracious.
That is a hero.
Yeah, that's next level, man. And I think it was good 20 years looking back and getting to hear more of the hero stories that we had forgotten over time, because you never want to forget these things. And one of those actually is the story of Francesca DeVito and her dad. He ran into the towers and refused to leave and lost his life there, unfortunately. And we got a chance to sit down with her because she was only 13 years old at the time. It's a really great story. And I know we're past the anniversary, but these stories are timeless. If you missed it or you just want to check it out, text the word remember to 91979. And she's someone that just listens to the show just like you. And she took the time to share her story with us. And I think it's really good. So text the word remember to 91979. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I was thinking back to my childhood, and I think I've always done this, and I'm curious if other people do this, nicknaming people in your neighborhood.
Yes.
Do you?
I could see, no, I'm not saying I would, but
Oh, I'm not judgmental like you, Wally.
I'm seeing where it could be easy to do, because if you're like, oh, there goes, don't take out his trash, Joe.
Yeah. Like, we have a new family in the neighborhood that put up a huge Halloween display.
Love it.
Yeah, so I nicknamed them the Addams Family.
Oh, that's perfect.
No idea what their last name is, but it was just kind of like, oh, man. And then I thought about it as a kid. We had a lady that we called Eagle Eye. And she had this really pristine manicured lawn and a small little wall. And if you were riding your bike by there and you put your foot on her wall or you stepped on her grass, somehow she knew. I don't know how she knew, but she knew and would come out and say, can't get off my grass. Like, I'm sorry, I fell off my bike. I'm getting up. You know? And we were terrified
limping
of her.
Away.
Seriously, we were terrified of Eagle Eye. Now as an adult, I look back and I'm like, oh, she was like 100, you know?
Oh, bless her. She had nothing else to do.
I guess not. I think she sat in the window and just watched us or something. I have no idea. But it was a nickname that we had that stuck, and all the kids knew it. And so that's what I'm curious about. Have you ever nicknamed somebody in your neighborhood?
And we won't judge.
No,
we're just curious. It could be something that could be a good thing. Like, you're like, oh, there goes positive Susie.
Well, yeah. Well, there's a guy that in our neighborhood that he walks, okay? And his nickname is Two Finger Larry. Because or Finger Gun Larry. That's it. Because he gives you the finger gun. He's like, hey.
Oh,
so
okay.
when you he's like 70 or something, 80. And as he's walking up and you drive by, he looks at you, gives you a slight little nod of the head, and then gives you a finger gun.
Is his real name Larry?
Don't know. I've never talked to him, but I always give him finger guns back.
Classic Larry.
Yeah, finger gun Larry. So that's what we're talking about. Do you have the people that you nickname in your neighborhood? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So have you ever nicknamed someone in your neighborhood?
Yes, my next door neighbor.
Oh, your next door neighbor. Okay, delightful. Do tell.
We call him the mayor because he knows everything about everybody.
Oh, that's kind of funny. That can work for you and against you. It just depends because it's really nice to have that person that's a little nosy and they know everything and you're like, oh, good, now I know what's going on. But then they might be sharing stuff about you.
This is true, but, you know, we lead a pretty quiet life, so I'm not really worried.
That's fantastic.
Wanda, what was the one tidbit that you really enjoyed getting to know from the mayor?
Well, we had a next door neighbor that was actually being sought after by the police.
Okay. Well, that's one you'd like to know. Hey, mayor, thanks for the tip on that.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to not be home during the raid.
Yeah, exactly.
So have you ever done that?
We had a guy that he would just go out for a ride on his lawnmower, so we nicknamed him the Lawnmower Man.
So you mean he was taking his lawnmower not just to lawn mow his lawn, but actually to go to, like, the store or pick out the mail out of the mailbox?
Well, the mailbox for sure. We lived way out in the country and it was a dirt road, but we would find him just cruising around on his lawnmower, just doing his thing.
And I love when you live in the country, like you don't even ask a question about that. You're like, yeah, that's Lawnmower Larry. That's not a big deal. That's what he does, you know?
Exactly.
All right, Carrie, you're up. We're talking about those nicknames that you have for people in the neighborhood. What do you got?
Well, we had this elderly lady who lived next door, and she was really sweet. Her name was Moselle, and she came over all the time, but it was fun, and we loved her. And then flash forward 15 years, we're living in a different neighborhood. We have a new elderly neighbor who comes over as frequently as Moselle, and we didn't know his name. So just as a joke within our family, we affectionately nicknamed him Mr. Moselle.
Oh, that's kind of nice. And so that's nice that you have a good experience with a neighbor, because a lot of times you tend to pick on the negative attributes of people.
Yes, she was a sweetie, and so is he. He brings us squash all the time from the garden.
Oh, Carrie, you said that he comes over often and visits, but you don't know his name?
Well, he said it the first time, and now it's kind of awkward because we don't know it, and it would be like rude to ask him.
I know. There's that point in time. You only have a small window with neighbors where you can go, hey, I forgot your name. I didn't get it when you said it. Yeah. There's only a period of a few weeks. I've been in my house for 9 years, and there's four neighbors. I have no idea what their name is. Hey, you.
Buddy.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And what started off is this really wonderful idea to celebrate a little bit of Christmas in September turned out to freak people out. I was watching our socials and stuff over the weekend because we were teasing this idea for today. And people were like, you're not going to Christmas music already, are you? You're like, no, like dial it back. Ooh. We're not doing that at all. Everything's fine. I would have quit if we had gone to Christmas music this early.
No, wow.
I don't think we should go before Thanksgiving. So I'm with you. I'm all in. This is a Christmas in September contest that we're doing right now. And it's a really cool thing. You can win $1,000. Like, woo! How great is that? Get that early start on your Christmas shopping, and you win $1,000 to give away to somebody else. Like, how great is that? And so we wanted to do this now. It's been a year. It's been 2 years. And so, you know, why wait till December to start having that feeling again? And then to start thinking about being generous and who would I give $1,000 to? How can I bless somebody with that? And like, now seems like a really good time. So that's why we're doing this right now.
And it's easy to get in. So what you need to do is listen to Way FM between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And every hour on the hour, you're going to hear a keyword. When you hear that keyword, you need to text it to 91979. That's 91979. And when you do, you'll be entered to win on that drawing for two $1,000 gifts.
Like, how great is that? It's our Way FM's great Christmas gift away, and you could start winning right now. So make sure you're listening all day long and get those keywords in to 91979. I love magic tricks, but I can never figure them out. And magicians, they are a really tight-lipped bunch who will never divulge their secrets. Hey, it's Wally, and right now, it's a magical time to refinance your home. Not unicorns and rainbows kind of magic, but super impressive, I did not see that coming magic. For example, I talked to my guy, Ryan, who's the founder of United Faith Mortgage, about refinancing my home. And get this, he showed me how I could pull equity out of my house and still have my mortgage go down. Ta-da! Interest rates are so low right now that for many people, this makes more sense than buying, especially if you live in a super competitive housing market. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who will take the mystery out of the process. Most places are good at making your money disappear, but abracadabra, United Faith Mortgage works their magic. Ta-da! United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
A few weeks ago, I was thinking back to all the times that I said, I'm bored, to my parents when I was a young kid.
My poor mom.
Yeah.
But she had a strategy for this. If we ever said I'm bored and I have nothing to do, she'd make us go run laps around the house.
It's a dangerous
smart
thing
woman
to say.
Yeah, we stopped saying it because I'm like, I don't want to exercise.
I was disappointed in myself, too, because I think I said it a few weeks ago, too, to my wife on the Saturday where we had no plans. I'm like, I'm kind of bored.
I was visiting my mom. I am, what, 53?
Yeah.
And I was at her house. I'm like, man, are you bored? We could do something. She goes, go run around the house. I'm 53!
You can't tell me that anymore.
Yeah, I did 4 laps.
Well, good job. But I found a list of simple things that you can do just at your house, actually. Like, very simple, fun things that you can do to keep yourself entertained. So, the first one is play your toddler or spouse at chess. I actually do...
What?
If you play your toddler, it's an easy win.
Yeah.
So, that's good. Also... Never beaten my wife at chess before.
Chess is a difficult game.
It is.
Like, I always end up, I wanted to learn chess, and it has so many rules, and I got so confused. And then there's so many people that get so into it. I play checkers with them. Like, that's what I do. I just use them as fancy checkers, is what
of
I call chess.
You do.
It's fancy checkers.
Another thing you can do is look through old photos. Do you guys ever do that? Like, whenever I go home, my parents have, like, these old photo albums.
I feel like these are things to do if you lived in Little House on the Prairie.
Hey, with Paul, no internet.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to play this chess thing that I whittled out of some corn cobs, and then we're going to look through the still photo book.
Yeah. Are we going back to the 1800s, Gavin? Because I'm not in.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Relive family moments. I'm going to let him keep going.
Golly.
He's going to bring it here. This is the final one. It's going to be amazing.
This is great.
This is a bummer. Okay, so... The last one.
You didn't save the best for last, did you?
I thought I did, but maybe not. If you have a pet, teach your pet a new trick.
Okay. Aww. No, okay. I could go with that.
I think so.
I could go with that. That'd be like, at least you're getting something out of it, and it will take you more time than you think. Because pets,
yeah.
Even though everyone says I've got the smartest dog or cat in the world,
they're not.
You know, so it will take you more time. Actually, what ends up happening is my cat taught me to play fetch. Because I would throw it, and then she would not go get it, and then I would go get it. So somewhere there's, like, my cats were both talking to each other, going, we're going to teach him how to do this. So maybe they heard your suggestions here, Gavin, and they implemented it in their lives. So, all right, there you go. Some fun things to do with the family, kind of. In the 1800s. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I saw a video recently that I absolutely loved, just the context of it and the joy of it was so good. So Steve Perry, you know him from the band Journeys, the lead singer was.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So he's at a baseball game, uh-huh. Okay? And you know how during, in between the innings, they'll play just songs and especially big, huge hits. Then everyone in the crowd starts singing and stuff like that. So it's so great. He's in the stands and they start playing Don't Stop Believing.
Don't stop believing.
And you would think maybe, okay, he's a celebrity. How is he going to play this? Does he sit down and kind of, okay, all right, I've sang that song a million times. Thank you. No, he gets up and he's singing. He's waving a towel. He's getting everyone out. Like, because everyone else was singing and pointing at him. And he just owned that moment. Like, he wasn't too good for it or too big for
it.
And so all these people just doing a normal thing that a minute ago he was just the guy in the baseball hat 3 rows back. Now it's Steve Perry singing Journey songs with me. They've got like a cool memory from it. And it was because he like took advantage of that situation.
And I'm sure that there were kids there that had no idea who Journey was, but that left a good taste in their mouth, thinking, hey, I'm going to check them out. If he's that cool,
I just thought it was really fun because sometimes celebrities, and when they're in public, they don't want to be noticed, and he just leaned into the situation. Mm-hmm. And so here's what I'm curious about, okay? So he's just doing a normal thing, going to a normal baseball game like everybody else. Have you ever run into a celebrity just doing their thing? Just a normal thing. You weren't at a concert with them. You didn't see them backstage. You were at a coffee shop or you were at a baseball game and you ran into them and you had some sort of an interaction. I'd really like to know how that went and who that was. 855-33-WAY-FM. Because we put these people on pedestals and we forget that they're just normal people and they got to do the same stuff we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was your encounter like? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So, Stacey, have you ever run into a celebrity just kind of out in the wild doing something normal?
I have, actually. So, a couple of years ago, I was in Aspen skiing, and I sat down to dinner, and next to me, I turned over, and it was Steve Martin.
Oh, so, I would love to meet Steve Martin. I've never met him.
Yes, it was really, really cool. I just looked at him, and I thought, all right, here's a celebrity. He doesn't need a bunch of, you know, fanfare in this moment. He's trying to relax and have dinner. So I looked over at him, and I nodded, and I said, and made eye contact with him, and I said, hello, Steve. He said, good evening. And that was all we said.
You know, I think that's good on you, though, because it would be real easy and tempting to go, hey, I know you're eating, but real quick, can we just do a selfie? And so many people do that. But I just like how cool you were about it. Hello, Steve. Like you've known him for a while. Yes, I'm in Aspen as well. I'm always here.
Also, too, that you just ushered yourself into a first name basis scenario. Like, yeah, that's you didn't true. Even assume he wanted to go by Mr. Martin.
Yeah, you're pretty familiar.
Like, hey, Steve.
Right. What's yours?
It was about like 2002. My dad had taken me school shopping at Bloomington Mall in Bloomington, Indiana. And we're just sitting there hanging out, eating pretzels. And we look over and there's John Mellencamp going school shopping for his kid, and he was just hanging out, being a normal guy.
That's cool. Did you say anything, or you just, like, stare at him?
Oh, well, I stared at him for a long time. I'm like, oh, Dad, I think that's him, wearing his cool leather jacket. I finally got the courage to go up and talk to him, and he autographed something my dad found for me, I'm sure.
But, oh, yeah, that's kind of really fun. Neat.
Were you in a small town, perhaps?
Oh, my gosh. I was in a small town for sure.
Did it have little pink houses?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is your name Diane
absolutely.
And your boyfriend's
no.
name Jack?
That would have been awesome.
So who's yours?
So I actually have two. The first one, I saw a girl at Walmart who I kept thinking I knew her, and I couldn't figure it out. And finally, it was Taylor Swift, dressed to the hilt with a girlfriend. In the chip aisle.
It's interesting she was dressed up, because normally celebrities downplay everything and they wear sweatpants and glasses and a hat just to run get chips. But, I mean, I guess if you're Taylor Swift, you're always on stage.
Well, I think she was hiding in plain sight, and she winked at me like, please don't say anything, but I didn't even recognize her, so it didn't matter.
Oh.
But my favorite celebrity story is I ran into Wally at American Signature Furniture.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, no, he's this really great guy.
Who?
Yeah, Wally.
It's not ringing a bell.
I'm right here.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cindy, how are you?
Yeah. I sold you that really cool table for Marty for her
I know.
Crafting.
It's the one that we have upstairs. And what you forgot to tell me was how heavy that stupid thing was to go upstairs.
Yeah, forgot that. But it was a nice sale.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give two chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets two chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me two chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
While there are lots of good things that come with being a celebrity, there's also the bad, and NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal knows that all too well. So in a recent interview with Jimmy Kimmel, he talked about his experience with finding love. That must be difficult. On the popular dating app, Tinder.
And I tried to make a person meet me, and they didn't believe it was me.
Nobody believed it was you.
You know, as much as that, Shaq would never be on this.
Right.
She was hot, too. I was like, please, just meet me at Starbucks and be like, no, stranger danger, no.
That's so funny. You feel like everyone thinks they're being catfished, you know?
And who can blame them?
No, that's exactly it. My wife was just telling me about this the other day. Celebrities that were trying to online date, and the online dating company was flagging their accounts because the same thing. There's no way
it's real.
This celebrity would be on our site.
Well, and you would never think Shaquille O'Neal probably gets to meet all kinds of different women every day, you know, but I guess not.
That is.
He needs the help of Tinder, like all us peasants.
I don't know. It's just, it's a weird thing to see somebody like that on there. Well, I wouldn't believe it either, honestly. Like, I'd be like, there's no way.
Well, like Cindy Crawford or something.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't believe that. I mean,
well, and let's be honest, she wouldn't reach out anyway.
So. No, she ain't swiping left on me. Yeah, let's be honest. That hurts a little, but yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and now we're really going to live up to that promise here. We're going to do best worst joke. Now, these are jokes we know, admittedly, are a little bit on the lame side, but that's what makes it funny. And so we are going to tell each other a joke. If somebody can steal the punchline, their joke is out of contention. But you have a job to do. You actually have two jobs to do in this segment here. What you have to do is... you have to decide which of us had the best worst joke, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's job number one. Job number two is you then have to tell us a joke, a bad joke, okay? So now, if we cannot steal your punchline, then you will win a prize. So that's how it works. You got to sit in judgment and tell us a joke. So let's start with you, Lady Rock.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm feeling positive about mine. I don't think you're going to get it.
Okay.
Okay. What kind of gum do bees chew?
Kind of gum do bees chew? I'm stuck on beeswax and
honey something.
Gumblebees.
Oh,
gumblebees.
Bumble
gum.
Oh, we were kind of close.
Bumble gum. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Bumble.
Yeah. I was on the right track though. So gumblebees is actually funnier.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that's lame.
Okay, well, whatever.
Bumble gum.
All right, you're lucky. You're still in, Gavin.
Okay, so. What do you call the shoes that robbers wear?
Sneakers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was too easy,
sneakers.
I am on fire today. So Gavin's joke is out of contention.
All right.
It's like it didn't even happen.
Okay.
It's like he doesn't even exist.
Let's
We've erased him
yours,
from
then.
Our memories. Okay, here we go. Why do ants never get sick?
Ants, they're work bugs. Because they're bugs. No, because they have...
Antibodies. Hey-o!
Antibodies. Oh, I get it.
And it's kind of topical. Like antibodies.
That's true.
Yeah, they have antibodies. All right.
Yeah.
Some
so
bug
there you
jokes
go.
Today.
Yeah,
you
but did you forget bumble gum?
Gumble bun. No, that's wrong. All right, so you got Betty Rock's and mine in contention. All you have to do is tell us which is the best worst joke. And then you then have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, good luck. I'm kind of on fire today. You will win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number if you want to do a little best worst joke with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Leslie, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Now, we're going to give you the jokes one more time, and because maybe somebody delivers it a little bit differently this time and it changes your mind. We're doing best worst jokes, so you have to tell us who has the best worst joke. Lady Rock, you're up.
All right. What kind of gum do bees chew? Bumble gum.
Okay, like
what?
Bumble gum. Not bad, not bad. Why do ants never get sick? Because they have antibodies. Hey-o. Very topical and timely with COVID, I'd like to point out. But anyway, Leslie, you sit in judgment here. Your word is final. Who has the best worst joke?
I like the antibodies one.
Yes! That's one you can tell at work today, and people will go, man, yes. Leslie, you're amazing. Do you do stand-up, you know? All right, so now, speaking of doing stand-up, you have to tell us a joke. If we cannot steal your punchline, you are going to win a prize. So what do you got?
Okay, why did the pepper not do archery?
Pepper hot.
Why did the pepper not do archery?
Green, red.
Boy, I'm stumped. I have no idea, Leslie.
Because he didn't have an arrow.
Oh, he didn't have an arrow. There it is.
That's good,
nicely
Leslie.
Done.
Great job.
Nicely done. I'm going to put that on like a seventh grade level because you got to know enough about peppers and habanero and stuff. So nicely done.
Yeah, thank you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I love reading stories from the prayer wall because you kind of get a little bit of a sense of what a lot of people are going through, and you can check that out at wayfm.com. If you're not even sure what the prayer wall is, Betty, can you explain it?
Yeah, so it's this thing when you go to wayfm.com, there's a little gray bar at the very top, and you'll see something that says prayer wall. When you click on that, you'll see Pastor Chad explaining it. So what it is you go there, you point out something that is you need prayer for in your life. You can post it anonymously. You can leave your name. You can pray for yourself, pray for others. But when you do, when you leave that comment, someone can go to the prayer wall. They can see it, read it, and pray for it. And when they do, they can click this little box that says, I prayed for this. When they do that, you get this notification on your phone or through your email just saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And I know, Wally, you've seen firsthand how this has been very helpful in situations that are tough.
I remember talking to one person and they're like, I got the notification that said somebody prayed for me. Great. And then they were down in it, man. And then the second, third, fifth, seventh, eighth, 10th, 12th, 14th notification came and they kept going, you know what? I don't know. Does God even still see me? Like, and you're thinking, yes, he's right there telling you, you're good, you know? And they said it wasn't until the 17th one, and they don't even know why, but on that 17th one, it all clicked. I'm not alone. Somebody is praying for me, and it just broke them in that moment. And that's what's so cool about the prayer wall. So that's what the only thing I ask, if you're going to post a prayer request, pray for one while you're there. Just one. Just search through it for one. It doesn't cost anything. It just takes a few minutes. And if you're going to post one, like, praying for somebody else will actually kind of, I think, help you as well. So we've got it for you. It's called our prayer wall, and it's at wayfm.com.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. A little good news giddy up here because the regular news can be a little bit of a downer. And so this is the antidote to that. So we're going to start with you, Betty Rock. Good news giddy up. Go.
So there's a middle school janitor in New Jersey. He stayed overnight as the later effects of Hurricane Ida passed through. And he did this because he wanted to make sure that the school didn't flood.
Oh, I like that.
So he was looking out for the kids. Now, the kids may not have been thankful for it.
Why?
But
why, Mr. Ray, would you do this?
He was thinking, you know, the kids have stayed home so much already. He didn't want the school year to be delayed. So
good,
he just stayed around to make sure. Watch
like
over
it.
Things.
I like it. That's good. Good news, giddy up, Gavin, go.
There was this crazy video of a cat at a University of Miami football game. So
yes, I saw this.
This is a stray cat, somehow got into the stadium. He ends up dangling from the upper deck by his claws. Like, you can
Poor
see
baby.
Him just hanging on.
I know.
By
he had
one
two
claw.
Claws at first. I'm like, oh, come on there, Tiger. Pull yourself up. You can do it, champ. And then he realizes, I can't do it. And then he goes to one paw. And you're like, oh, this is going to go.
Don't do it.
He's on the second level balcony hanging over. It's high.
He did fall.
Yeah, he did. And the crowd just gasped.
Did he make it?
There were some heroes on the next deck below them. So there's a guy named Craig. He works for the university, has season tickets. He and his wife always bring a flag to the game and hang it over the railing in front of their seats.
Yeah, they
do. So they grab the flag and they put it up to catch him, and it breaks it just enough. It didn't.
Yeah.
The headline
of this story says, crowd uses American flag to catch falling cat. Caught him-ish.
Well, they broke his fall, at least.
A little, yeah. He kind of hits the flag, and then it goes right through the corner of the flag.
Aww.
But the one guy picks him up like Lion King and is like parading the cat around. The cat, remember, just a minute ago was dangling by its claws. It is tearing this guy to shreds. And the guy's like so happy, and it's just clawing him. And then finally, he just shoves it onto some other guy, and then it starts clawing that guy.
Poor baby.
But the cat is fine. I think that's what the good news of this
matters.
Is.
Yes,
that's right. Those guys had to seek emergency medical treatment, but the cat is good, and that's going to do it for your good news giddy up.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.